This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, pro-family leader, and author of 20 books, including Feminist Fantasies. And now the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
Dr. Thomas Sowell, whose office is in the Hoover Foundation, is one of our country's best scholars and commentators. His words of wisdom are always worth listening to. In a recent article, he said he learned about the role of educators in the communist takeover of China. Then Dr. Sowell described how Professor John Dewey of Columbia University, about 100 years ago in the U.S., started peddling the strategy that the role of our teachers should not be as transmitters of society's culture to the young, but should be as an agent of change. Someone strategically placed with an opportunity to condition students to want a different kind of society. Now, a century later, we are seeing schools all over America indoctrinating students to believe in all sorts of politically correct notions. History is taught with little, if any, attention to the great achievements of our country. A good example is a book called A People's History of the United States by Howard Zinn. That book sold millions of copies, poisoning the minds of millions of students in schools and colleges against their own country. That book is one of the many sources that enable teachers to think of themselves as agents of change without having the slightest accountability for whether that change is good or a disaster. It is common for these so-called educators to single out Western civilization for special condemnation for sins that have been common to the human race in all parts of the world for thousands of years. Meanwhile, all sorts of fictitious virtues are attributed to non-Western societies, and their worst crimes are passed over in silence. Dr. Thomas Sowell says that American schools today are teaching children that American society is not worthy of defending. They are never told about America's greatness and goodness. Thank you, Thomas Sowell, for telling us what we need to know.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Parents, it's important for the sake of your kids that you keep up with the latest trends in education. That's why we publish the Education Reporter. Write Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002 for your free copy. That's Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002. Or go online to eagleforum.org. And join us again next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
John Stadtmiller here. Sometimes in life, you get lucky. Well, today is your lucky day. Our sponsor, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com, have just announced their biggest savings yet on their one-month food supply by Linden Farms. This great one-month pack includes over 360 servings based on 2,000 calories per day. While supplies last, you'll get one free month of long-term emergency food entrees when you buy three. This is a massive savings of $600 on a four-month supply. Again, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com is giving you buy 3 months, get an additional 1 month of food free. This is a great deal. Act fast. The site, again, is AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com or call them directly at 818-720-0759, 818-720-0759. Let them know John sent you. Do it today. AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com. Veteran-owned and operated.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendivite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendivite was just what I needed to keep me healthy, and Extendivite is all natural. Extendivite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendivite forever. Get your 2 month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
It is Monday, December 2nd, 2013. This is Spingola Speaks, and this is Deanna Spingola, coming to you from the dreary, cold suburbs of Chicago. I really appreciate you joining me today on RBN. Their website is republicbroadcasting.org. To see the guest lineup and relevant links for this program, please visit spingola.com. There you will see the names of every single guest that I've ever had on the program since October 23rd, 2010, as well as links to their websites. Just visit the website and click on the radio schedule button. Please also visit SpingolaSpeaks.info, a site that one of our wonderful, very talented listeners created, and you will find files and things that you won't find elsewhere. During the program, email your questions or comments to comment@spingola.com. Join others in the chat room by clicking on the chat room button on my website or by going to spingola.chatango.com. We will take calls in the second hour when we open the phone lines at 800-313-9443. Our guest today is Mark R. Elsis. That's E-L-S-I-S. His website for today's program is johnfitzgeraldkennedy.net. And after he finishes writing something that he is working on, then he will have another website, and I will let him tell you about that. Welcome to the program, Mark.
Good day, Deanna. Thank you for having me back to talk about the coup d'etat of our republic on November 22nd, 1963. I guess, in the middle of writing a major piece on this, and it's called The Assassination of John Fitzgerald Kennedy, Who Had the Means, Motive, and Opportunity. And when it's done, it will be published on the website November 22, 1963.net. I'm right now about 50-something pages into it, and it doesn't seem to want to end. So I don't know where it's going to wind up, but I've been waiting to write this all my life, as I've previously mentioned on your show a month ago. This affected me very deeply as a five-year-old boy. I'm from mostly Irish ancestry and a Catholic. And, of course, John Fitzgerald Kennedy was the only Catholic president ever, also Irish. And also, he was the youngest president ever elected. Teddy Roosevelt was actually the youngest president, but he got in because of an assassination. So Kennedy was actually the youngest ever elected president, and still is. I'd like to go over. I'd like to say a quote by John Fitzgerald Kennedy first, that I'm starting off my piece with, and it says, "For in the final analysis, our most common link is that we all inhabit this small planet. We all breathe the same air. We all cherish our children's future. And we are all mortal." I throughout this document, of course, like a lot of my pieces, I put in quotes. There'll be a lot of quotes from John F. Kennedy and others. Once again, in the month that has gone by since my last interview and about the same subject with you, I have worked on this piece for hours and hours each day. And I keep on coming up with just unbelievably alarming information. And it's...
Let me interrupt for one moment, just to ask you a question. Why do you think it's important to go back over something that happened, 50 years ago? Why is it important that that people talk about this?
Well, I mean, this was the president of our country. He was assassinated in broad daylight by what has to be more than the lone crazy assassin story that was the official narrative that was put out and ran with by not only the government and all aspects of the federal government, but also every major media and even local media at the time. Nobody questioned it. The only questioning was in actually the first few hours, and then the story was consolidized and made sure that we stay on this one thing of this lone crazy gunman, which I'll get to later, which I stumbled upon last night again, which I forgot about to mention a month ago. I mean, there's many things, but why is it important? History, if we don't know history, then it will repeat itself and we'll go through this again. Not that it matters anymore, and to a certain extent, because we've been taken over. I mean, anybody can see that within the last 50 years, those of us that are, you know, over 50 can see in our lifetimes since this this crime of the century occurred that our country has gone incrementally down into the abyss of where we are now. And I find it vitally important, a piece of American history. I mean, it's maybe one of the most vitally important, if not the most important pieces of our history. And the children, I think everybody should know exactly what happened, and maybe it will awaken people once again and enlighten them in some way to wake them up and say, you know, that everything that's been going on in the last 50 years, I mean, this was the reason for it, that we've been, this was the coup d'etat, and it was the takeover of our government by the evil demonic forces that are running the planet now through all their usury and fractional reserve banking and their central banks that control the world. So this is why I am spending, I don't know how long it's going to be on this piece, but however long it takes till I feel it's completely done, maybe it'll be another month or so, that I will finish it and make it the best I can make it to honor my president who was slain. So...
Exactly. Okay. I think I write myself, and I think, okay, I'm going to finish this up, and then the book is going to be done. Then I will send it off to the printer, and then I find something else, and then I find something else, and then you're always going to find something else.
Oh yeah, and I just started this after our first show. I said, I started it the day before our show. As I said, I worked for like 13 hours just refreshing my my mind with all the main different topics of this assassination. And after the show, I went, well, let me write a little piece. And so it's turned in from, of course, writing a little piece into whatever it's going to turn out to be. Like I said, now it's over 50 pages already with about 100 or so sourced hot links, so, and it's broken down into right now 12 sections, which it looks like that's going to be, and one of the sections has 10 different subsections, and another one has 26 different subsections on it. So there's almost like 50 different sections of this piece that I have, and you're quite right. It's just amazing how one thing leads to another, leads to another, leads to another, and that, to me, I find solace and joy and fulfillment in going from in doing the research.
Alrighty, we are going to a 3-minute break. We will be back after a word from our sponsors.
Ground beef, eggs, butter, cheese, soup, sandwiches, strawberries, ice cream, coffee, and more. What do these foods have in common? They all come in storable, long shelf life food for you to save and use in uncertain times. Rather, if it is a meal or a snack, for a family or just yourself, CampingSurvival.com offers a huge variety of storable food for you to be prepared anytime. Go to CampingSurvival.com to order all your food. Eat today, save it for tomorrow, or store it for years to come. CampingSurvival.com sells healthy, nutritious, storable food in number 10 cans and pouches. Order online today at CampingSurvival.com. Use code FREEDOM and receive 5% off. CampingSurvival.com. Remember, save 5% off with code FREEDOM at CampingSurvival.com on all your prepared food needs.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The united voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
Woo, nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead. Pull the trigger.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
Welcome back. Our guest today is Mark R. Elsis, S-E-L-S-I-S. The website is johnfitzgeraldkennedy.net. And the other website will, when you're done with this article, it will be posted at November 22nd, 1963.net. Okay.
Yes, it will. And, you know, Diana, thank you. Diana, thank you so very much for having not only me on, but having like Michael Collins Piper and other people that, to talk about this subject, which, you know, as I just discussed, is, I feel, is perhaps maybe the most important in the history of this country, certainly in in the last 50 years.
Right. Well, you know, we have had other presidents assassinated, but the thing that makes this so significant is that it was done on national TV where everybody could see it. Whereas before, when other presidents have been assassinated, it's been, you know, like at the Chicago World Fair or something like that, and just a few people saw it, and then it was reported in the newspapers. But this was an assassination, an execution, if you will, a very, very public execution. And which is the whole point of public executions, is that they want to send a message to other people that this is what is going to happen to you if you do certain things or if you don't do certain things. Would you agree with that?
Oh, yes. I mean, this was the first, as the debate in 1960 between John Kennedy and Richard Nixon was the first TV debate for on TV of presidential debates, there were four of them, I believe. And so, yes, this was the first time this kind of, it happened almost in real time, so to speak,
right,
back then. And so, it affected people right away, and you know, I'd like to sort of say, begin by saying, over the last 50 years, we have all been led to believe many different cover stories about this assassination, and the first one is the official one, and this one has been from day one that it was the work of a lone crazy assassin, Lee Harvey Oswald, and. Then you had the other 10 non-official stories that have been used by what I've been calling limited hangout theorists. And these are, it was rogue elements inside the CIA. It was J. Edgar Hoover and the FBI. It was the military-industrial complex. It was the Secret Service. It was the Mafia. It was the oil industry and the rich Texas oil men. It was the Vice President Lyndon Baines Johnson. It was Nikita Khrushchev and the Soviet Union. It was Fidel Castro and the Cubans. And last but not least, it was the anti-Castro Cubans.
And you forgot his wife. Some people say, oh, no, Jackie pulled the trigger. It was her. Didn't you see it?
Yes, I. And the person that did that was supposed to have a PhD, the research on that.
I've known a lot of PhDs who are just very ignorant.
I believe that the higher educated you are, that the more you will have to go down the path that they have chosen for you to go down, which is part of the reason why I went to school. I went non-matric and took the subjects I wanted to take.
Sure.
I realized that early on. So you have... I go on and say, after a lifetime of personal investigation, my contention is that it was not the official story of Oswald, nor was it any of these other non-official stories, for none of them had the means, motive, and opportunity to pull this coup d'etat off successfully. Not one of them had the power to cover up this horrendous murder for the last 50 years. And the story behind Lee Harvey Oswald is beyond absurd. And it's been disproven by now really tens of thousands of researchers over the last 50 years with just an unbelievable amount of evidence and documented facts. Although I find it interesting that there are, when I'm doing searches for this, and it's many, many, many searches, that you see the other side and... sometimes I look for certain aspects that I need to see the other side on, but most of them is just a waste of time. But there are major websites, sort of like that Posner guy, but there are major websites set up on purpose to debunk every aspect of what is, you know, sort of plain as day once you start doing any kind of research. And I find it sort of humorous in a way, but I guess for the average person, they go there and they're listed extremely high in Google for a lot of the searches that I've been putting in. Anyway, that said, I go on and say the 10 other non-official storylines, knowingly or unknowingly, all lead you down dead ends so that you never actually find out the cunning, ruthless conspirators that assassinated JFK. Case in point, I say, is the Oliver Stone film JFK, and which a new story in the last whatever week has just come out about this man, Arnon Milchan, who was an Israeli spy, an arms dealer, and smuggled the nuclear triggers to Israel for mm-hmm. them. So he's also...
That actually came out with Michael Collins Piper, although it's come out recently.
Yeah, right.
I think
yeah.
people have been reading his book, or at least parts of it. And he wrote that in his book, and his first book came out in the 90s.
Yeah.
So, and yeah. I personally think that the reason that Oliver Stone made the film was to counter Plausible Denial, the book by Mark Lane, because it came out at about the same time.
Lane has done, he was one of the first people to do unbelievable research on this.
And the earliest one.
Yes, and the earliest, yes.
And 66, I believe, was his first book. And
yeah, he was on it right away.
Absolutely.
And so were other Jewish writers. He's Jewish also, huh? And so I found out that it was interesting that it was really three or four really major Jewish writers were sort of controlling the narrative from the beginning. I'm going to be looking into Mark Lane in sort of a deeper way, although from what I know of him now, he seemed to be doing honorable work.
Oh, absolutely. His book, Rush to Judgment, came out in 1966,
right.
And in the top 10 books on the JFK assassination in chronological order, he is number one. And then you have people, Josiah Thompson, Anthony Summers, Gayton Fonzie, William Davey, Gerald McKnight, John Kellen, David Talbot, James W. Douglas, and Donald Byron Thomas. And those are the top 10, according to this one researcher, but that's probably subjective.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So it goes on. I'll go on and say none of these entities, meaning these 10 non-official stories, could possibly have done this crime of the century. Yet the group that was responsible for the assassination already owned outright or had many essential collaborators in all 10 groups, seven of which I believe did collaborate. And these seven groups are certain elements of the CIA, the FBI, military industrial complex, the Secret Service, the Mafia, the oil, and LBJ himself. I believe all seven were involved and used as accessories both before and after the fact by the group that were the masterminds behind this assassination. And
now you mentioned the CIA and books, and we know that the CIA actually pays people to write books that alter history.
Certainly do.
All righty. We'll be back in 3 minutes after a word from our sponsors.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steinblok, DO, and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system, an everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll free 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with Hawthorne, Glucosamine Chondroitin, Sea Cucumber, Colloidal Minerals, Superfam and Super Male Plex, Colon Enhancer, our top-selling liquid, Cal Mag Vitamin D, MSM Sulfur Capsules, and Elderberry Power Capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com. For many years, coffee lovers have learned that for the freshest coffee, you need to roast your own beans. Unfortunately, that usually meant paying more per pound for coffee than you could get it at the local grocery. Those wanting to store rich coffee for long-term use have been frustrated with the lack of quality coffee available with a long shelf life. So we usually settle for brand-name coffee, either ground or instant. But now, we have another solution. Canned green coffee beans. Green coffee beans have not been roasted. And since the bean is not cracked yet, the shelf life is many years longer than roasted or ground coffee. Due to the way it's packed, you can expect these to stay fresh for 20-plus years. Go to campingsurvival.com to order your canned green coffee beans. A single can is only $11.94. Order online today at campingsurvival.com. Use code FREEDOM and receive 5% off. Campingsurvival.com. Campingsurvival.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
We are back. Our guest today is Mark R. Elsis, and his website is johnfitzgeraldkennedy.net, and his work that he's working on right now will appear at November 22nd, 1963.net, and we anticipate that finished piece.
Yes, hopefully it'll be done in a month or so. I thought it was going to be a short piece, but I'm happy the way it's turning out. I'd like to read another quote by President John Fitzgerald Kennedy.
Mm-hmm.
"For we are opposed around the world by a monolithic and ruthless conspiracy that relies on covert means for expanding its sphere of influence, on infiltration instead of invasion, on subversion instead of elections, on intimidation instead of free choice, on guerrillas by night instead of armies by day. It is a system that has conscripted vast human and material resources into the building of a tightly knit, highly efficient machine that combines military, diplomatic, intelligence, economic, scientific, and political operations. Its preparations are concealed, not published. Its mistakes are buried, not headlined. Its dissenters are silenced, not praised. No expenditure is questioned. No rumor is printed. No secret is revealed." He said this in President in the Press, which is known as the Secret Society speech now. And he seems to be talking about what I come up with on the second, my number two, which is there was only one group that had the power to pull off the assassination. And I go on and say, there's only one group that had the power to pull off the assassination of JFK and get away with it. This supremacist group has the utter audacity to call themselves the chosen ones. You know, the ones who own almost all the mainstream media, the television networks, the radio broadcasters, the most influential newspapers and magazines, nearly all the book publishing in Hollywood back on November 22, 1963. They were the perpetrators behind the assassination of JFK, for they alone had the complete power to control the non-debate and relentlessly put forward the narrative of the lone crazy assassin, Lee Harvey Oswald. So I try to tell people who I think did this, and this piece is getting it sort of goes all over the place, and I wanted to just stay with this kind of thing and the motives behind it. And but I want to answer, like all these other unbelievable amount of questions that sort of back up the validity of this, what I'm postulating. And this group were the Jewish financial elite, the International Jewish Bankers, and their worldwide crime syndicate that were behind this. And as I mentioned on your show a month ago, these people have a 3,300-year history of infiltration, genocide, sabotage, bombings, false flag events, assassinations. One only has to look into recent history of the King David Hotel, the Levant affair, the attack on the USS Liberty, and, of course, the attacks of September 11th. Or you can go in and see what they're doing for since they've stolen Palestine in 48 and the ethnic cleansing they're doing to the Palestinian people up to this day. And I mentioned that they've been assassins throughout history and just a major group of assassinations that they were behind. They were either behind or did themselves. So I say the assassination of our president, John Fitzgerald Kennedy, is nothing new. For these deceitfully cunning, demonically evil, ruthless parasites, it's tried and true. And I have a quote from the Washington Jewish Week, October 9th, 1997. Israel need not apologize for the assassination or destruction of those who seek to destroy it. The first order of business for any country is the protection of its people. And to be sort of jumping around, which I will probably be doing.
That's okay.
Yeah.
Sometimes one thought leads to another, and spontaneity is a good thing.
It sure is. David Ben-Gurion said this when he resigned, that JFK is threatening the very survival of Israel because of wanting to inspect and possibly close down the Dimona plant, a nuclear power plant in the desert there. And so it goes hand in hand that their prime minister is saying this person is going to be the destruction of our country, and then this quote comes out many years later. And I go on to say that the spy agency, the Mossad, whose motto is, by way of deception, thou shalt do war, was put in charge of coordinating the Kennedy assassination. To help with this brutal coup d'etat, they used their many minions of Shaboy Goy traitors already in place in the top echelons of the United States government, mostly the CIA, FBI, military industrial complex, Secret Service, and LBJ. And I go on and say, of course, the major shareholders of every major corporation, including military and oil, are the same international Jewish bankers. So they had the most to lose with the de-escalation of the Vietnam War and the ending of the oil depletion allowance. So what I'm trying to say is that these 10 sort of non-official stories that have been put out since the fact, some of them have truth in them. And I go into this in more detail. The Vietnam War, which I get into later, I don't have it right in front of me, but off the top of my head, I was calculating the amount of money Colonel L. Fletcher Prouty has stated that it was around $250 billion This is back in, you know, 1960s money, worth of armaments were sold, that upwards of one-third of all the casualties, which were around 58,000 in the Vietnam War, the deaths, excuse me, not casualties, because there was about 10 times that many, but were related, about one-third of all the deaths were related to the Bell helicopter crashes. So you had 3,000, 4,000, 5,000 helicopters crashing, which was, of course, a lot of money for the people that owned Bell helicopters. But what I'm saying here is that, and the major, as we've, as I put a really wonderful link in there about the usury part of the government is borrowing this money from these bankers, and there's a wonderful little an Italian banker, I put a video in from YouTube talking about, you know, why is there war? Well, the war is for many reasons, but like he's saying, the biggest reason is the amount of interest, the usury that the bankers get off loaning all the governments the money to create the armaments. So it's interesting that they make the money off the, which it was probably over $500 billion the Vietnam War cost. And so they're making unbelievable amounts of money, tens of billions, or perhaps $100 billion, or maybe more. I'm still trying to figure this out, on the interest payments from the war, just lending the government. Then they are the major shareholders of the major arms manufacturers like Boeing, Lockheed, and Grumman, and all these other Bell helicopters and all this. Of most of these, almost every one of the major corporations, they're the major shareholders, and they were back in 63 also. So they're making money. They're getting the money, lending it to the government. The government is then buying the arms off the companies they control. So they're making more money off the armaments end of it also. And there's a lot of other externalities that they're making money on, which I'm not going to get into. But it all adds up to well over $100 billion that they had to made in profits off of this war that Kennedy was in the process of stopping. And you have here the – I get into the first one is the CIA. The CIA director Alan Dulles and other top officials, including General Charles Cabal, who, of course, is the brother of Earl Cabal, which is the mayor of Dallas at the time, were fired by Kennedy for the Bay of Pigs fiasco. Kennedy's famous quote about breaking up the CIA was, "I want to splinter the CIA into 1,000 pieces and scatter it into the winds."
Right.
So knowing this, it becomes quite interesting that Alan Dulles, who was fired by JFK, was not only a member of the Warren Commission, but actually played the leading role in promoting both the single bullet theory and the lone gunman story. And right away, on June 28th, 1961, to break up the CIA, he put out a National Security Action Memorandum, number 55.
All righty, we'll break with that. We'll be right back in 3 minutes after a word from our sponsors.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steinblock, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity, Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
That moment of panic. Sheer terror, really. You're afraid to answer the phone, frightened by who might be at the door. If you're facing foreclosure or being harassed by debt collectors, you know the feeling. You need to visit whatliesinyourdebt.com to turn the tables on the banksters, collection agencies, and other crooks. Whatliesinyourdebt.com has solutions. Whatliesinyourdebt.com features live training webinars from experts, a member forum, support from experts who've been where you are right now and came out the other side in a better financial situation. If you are like millions of Americans who are behind on their mortgage, behind on their credit cards, or just being harassed by debt collectors, then this system is for you. We promise. If you cannot stop your foreclosure, even if it's imminent, if you cannot stop those debt collectors from bugging you, if you cannot clean up your credit, and finally, if you cannot make a few $1,000s during the entire process, make money from the debt collectors, yes, at whatliesinyourdebt.com, we will refund your money 100% in the first 60 days. Don't fear the bill collectors anymore. Visit whatliesinyourdebt.com.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
Welcome back. This is Deanna. Our guest today is Mark R. Elsas. The website is johnfitzgeraldkennedy.net. And when he gets this article finished, the website will be November 22nd, 1963.net. When we're talking about the importance of continuing to talk about things in the past, I believe it's also because, and I think you implied this, that there are a lot of people who weren't alive then who have no idea about any of this, and certainly younger people need to be informed, and that's what you're doing, right?
For your sake, I'm trying to write the best piece of my life because this has been near and dear to me since I first found out as a 5-year-old boy in my Ascension Grammar School in Elmhurst, Queens, New York. And it's just affected me very deeply throughout my life. And now that it's 50 years gone, I see the change that has happened into my country. And it was really a sea change from then on. We already had big problems. Don't let me downplay those, but it was the defining moment of we're completely taking over, and you have no choice, and we'll kill anybody that gets in our way, right in your face, kind of thing. And mm-hmm. So it sort of speaks volumes very loudly. And once again, it was very poorly put together, but it was very well. done on the back end through the media, relentlessly giving you one narrative of the lone crazy assassin. And this was just drilled in your head. But, you know, people don't believe it. And you see it as the run-up to happen to the 50th anniversary. I mean, it's just Oswald this, Oswald, Oswald kind of thing. So,
oh, well, it's sickening, especially on public television. Oh,
goodness. Yes.
Oh, yeah. I watched some of it for as long as I could stomach it just to see what they were saying. Oh, it's just...
Yeah, I think the last thing I ever watched on that was the Peter Jennings, when it was the 40 years. He was trying to explain away in his apologistic way. I guess he got cancer for that. Nonetheless, on June 28, 1961, this is a very important little piece here, is that John F. Kennedy signed a National Security Action Memorandum, 55. And in it, he states that Kennedy charged the Joint Chiefs with responsibility for, in quotes, defense of the nation in the Cold War, and the dynamic and imaginative leadership of military and paramilitary aspects of Cold War programs. This mandate was big news, since the Cold War paramilitary operations were, up to this moment, all controlled by the CIA. So this was telling the CIA, you have just lost your power. And I'm giving it to the Joint Chiefs of Staff. So it was sort of subtle, but very strong. I mean, they realized what was happening to them. I'm going to jump up to October 3rd, 1963, in a New York Times article by Arthur Kroc, who was a friend, a friend of John F. Kennedy's, and where I believe he partially wrote his first book at his house while England slept. Nonetheless, he goes on and says, this is New York Times, October 3rd, 1963. One reporter in this category was Richard Starnes of the Scripps Howard newspapers. Today, under this Saigon dateline, he related that, in quotes, according to a high U.S. source here, twice the CIA flatly refused to carry out instructions from Ambassador Henry Cabot Lodge, and in one instance frustrated a plan of action Mr. Lodge brought from Washington because the agency disagreed with it. So here you have John F. Kennedy going through his ambassador, Henry Cabot Lodge, telling him, do this, do this. And the CIA is going, we're not doing it. And we're going to do the opposite in one time. Among the views attributed to the United States officials on the scene, including one described as a very high American official who has spent much of his life in the service of democracy, are the following. And here we go. The CIA growth was, in quotes, likened to a malignancy which the very high office was not sure even the White House could control any longer. In quotes again, if the United States ever experiences an attempt at a coup to overthrow the government, it will come from the CIA and not the Pentagon. The agency, in quotes, represents a tremendous power and total unaccountability to anyone. So this is literally 7 weeks before he's assassinated. And this is Kennedy writing this. And through Kroc, which is extremely important, he's saying he realizes they're going to kill him, and he's trying to let the news out, and I guess try to circumvent it in some way. And it is interesting that he actually got this news out in the New York Times. I guess they were a little bit more open and back then than, I mean, something like this would never get out today. That's for sure. So, and after this little section, I have for more on the CIA connection, also see section 10C of someone named James Jesus Angleton, who was deeply involved in setting up the assassination as a CIA liaison with the Mossad. And, I've run upon a few different stories now that says that Angleton is. His mother is Mexican, a Sephardic Jew from Mexico. And one of the sources seemed to have very good background information on this, although I'm not 100% yet, but it very much seems like Angleton was Jewish. And of course, this would make sense, huh?
Which but with the middle name of Jesus, that would be a stretch.
I'm looking into this more, as I said, but who would the Mossad trust as their top liaison in the CIA? They're not going to trust a Gentile. So. When you look at it from that angle, from what I've known now, it seems like this is correct. And anyway, Angleton is quite the piece of work.
Oh, absolutely. And he was certainly the Mossad connection in the CIA. Absolutely.
Yes. Yeah, and he was also there, which I failed to mention on our first interview on this, when Mary Pinchot Meyer was killed there on October 12, 1964, in a towpath in Georgetown, shot in the head and in the heart, in the aorta. The very next day, Ben Bradley, who was her brother-in-law, the editor for the Washington Post, and CIA himself, they wanted to, she had a diary like Marilyn Monroe. And because, let me give you a little background. Mary Meyer was a lover, the lover of John F. Kennedy, for almost 2 years before he died, assassinated, murdered. And she kept a diary, and she was doing a lot of artwork. And of course, she was married to Cord Meyer, who was head of black ops for the CIA. And there's a wonderful book, Mary's Mosaic, on this. That people should go and find out. But nonetheless, when they knew of this, by the way, Angleton was supposedly the godfather for her children. So he used to always take them out and go fishing and stuff and find out information from the kids. So he found out that she had a diary. And so when Bradley and I forget one or two other people, Bradley's wife, go in there the next day. They found the door locked, but they got through. And who'd they find inside Meyer's apartment already, or house? It's Angleton. He's already in there looking for the diary. And so supposedly there's two different diaries, but we'll get to it.
All righty. We will be back. It's our top of the hour break. We will be back at 6 minutes after the hour. Thank you.